From food, we turn now to water, bottled water, in fact. It's the fastest-growing segment of America's beverage industry. Americans now drink more bottled water than milk, juice, or even beer. And Fiji water is the top-selling imported bottled water. A red hibiscus beckons on every bottle beneath the phrase, "from the islands of Fiji." But some say that importing water from halfway around the world in plastic bottles makes no environmental sense at all. So Fiji Water is trying to turn the tide in its favor. The company says it's making bottled water from Fiji good for the environment. The World's Julia Kamari-Drapkin has the story.
When it comes to water, there are two kinds of people. Those who take it from the tap and those who buy it in a bottle. Vanessa Cadeau buys it in a bottle, and the only type of bottled water she drinks comes from the Fiji Islands. She calls herself Fiji Water Girl.
It's just really like an obsession, but that's all what I drink. It's true.
But Fiji Water Girl's friends nag her about her obsession. They think it's a waste to bring water in plastic bottles across the Pacific Ocean.
Even if I had a lot of people giving me a hard time, I never listen to them. I can't live without it.
In the other camp are people who can live without bottled water. People like Lauren Prestaleo. She's a tap water girl.
I don't really drink bottled water unless it's the only water available. If there's tap water available, I would drink that before I would drink bottled water.
Drinking bottled water, especially from Fiji, is a choice that costs lots of energy compared to tap water. Energy to get the water, make the bottle, and transport the bottle and the water. Drink Fiji water in Los Angeles, and the bottle travels around 9,000 miles. Drink it in New York, and it's well over 11,000 miles. But Tom Mooney of Fiji Water says drinking his product can be good for the planet, regardless of how far the bottles travel across it. Fiji water is now carbon negative.
Carbon negative, meaning the trees we're planting take at least 120% of the carbon out of the atmosphere that we put in.
So for every bottle of Fiji water consumed, the company is planting trees in Fiji's rainforests. And eventually, in about 30 years or so, those trees might offset the carbon footprint of all those bottles, plus 20%. And voila, carbon-negative water. So Mooney says by drinking carbon-negative water,
you are doing something positive for the environment. There isn't another product out there in our industry that literally gives you the opportunity to take carbon out of the atmosphere by choosing that product.
So the message in a water bottle from Fiji is that it's good for the environment? Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, actually, some experts in the field say Fiji may be onto something. If Fiji water is truly transparent about its carbon emissions, and if it manages its trees properly, then Fiji water can be carbon negative. But the idea of bottled water from Fiji is still hard to swallow for Peter Gleick of the Pacific Institute.
The residents of Fiji themselves don't all have high-quality, safe drinking water or adequate sanitation service.
Gleick admits it may not be the company's fault. Half the people in Fiji don't have access to safe water. But he says Americans have no business buying bottled water from abroad.
For most of us, it's a luxury item because we have very high-quality, cheap tap water available to us.
That's true, but America is still the world's biggest consumer of bottled water. Not that all Americans drink bottled water. Some do, like Fiji Water Girl, and some don't, like Tap Water Girl. Of course, Fiji Water Girl is ecstatic to hear her favorite bottled water is going carbon negative.
Spread the word!
But when I ask Tap Water Girl, she can't be swayed, even if the water is carbon negative.
It's creating a problem and then trying to fix a problem, as opposed to just not creating it at all in the first place.
They're actually going to not just make it neutral, they're going to try and make it even better.
Is there a way that I could donate the money directly so that then I didn't also have a plastic bottle on my hands?
Genius marketing, or genuine environmental responsibility. Ultimately, consumers will decide if they like Fiji's experiment with carbon-negative water. For The World, I'm Julia Kumari-Drapkin.
We wanted to see if people could taste the difference between carbon-negative water and regular water, so we did a little taste test. Log on to theworld.org to watch.